message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Last week, Wednesday, we were on the 3 days fast. And last Wednesday, I think, was the last day in that 3 days fast. And today, we are we are waiting on the Lord again. And I pray that none of us here will be disappointed in Jesus' name. Your blessings shall be sure and correct in the name of Jesus. We're starting a series on divine protection and health restoration. Divine protection series from today. Protection is the act of shielding or defending someone from danger, hurt, or harm. Protection is the act of shielding, defending someone from danger, hurt, or harm. Protection also means preservation from losses, injury, and shelter against harm and hurt. Protection means preservation from losses, injury, shelter, and shelter against harm and hurt. The events of recent time in our nation and in the world in general have shown us the importance of divine protection. The devil has become more brutal, sending out his agents into the world. We have never had incidences in this world like we are having it now. It has never happened. Almost every nation, every state in Nigeria, and every nation in the world is having one issue or another whereby they need divine protection. And divine protection is God's choice for your family. Do you know that even a single hair of your body, God does not want it to be extracted by the wicked? Just a single hair of your body, He numbered them, and He doesn't want you to lose anything. And protection is part of the covenant package of redemption. Quickly tonight, because of non-availability of time, and I have an overloaded message here, so we need to double up to move very fast. Quickly, reasons for divine protection. What are the reasons for divine? Why do you need divine protection? Number one, is there is high rate of wickedness in the world now. High rate of wickedness in the world. In 1 John 5 verse 19. 1 John 5 verse 19. The Bible says, and we know that we are of God. And the world lieth in wickedness. The world lieth in wickedness. The world is a wicked world. And so we need to be protected. We need to be preserved. My prayer for somebody here today is that you and your family will be totally preserved in the name of Jesus. The wickedness has led to insecurity, and it has led to many things happening all around the world. And this wickedness is on the upsurge, is on the increase now. And because of this wickedness, we need protection. Number two, why do we need divine protection? Because of the high rate of cruelty. Cruelty. The high form of cruelty on display at regular intervals by the enemy has shown us that we need protection. In Psalm 74 verse 20, Psalm 74 verse 20, Bible says, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark place of the head are full of habitations of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Somebody say cruelty. The world is full of cruelty. It's a higher form of wickedness. Because of this, you and I are in desperate need of God's protection, of divine preservation. Number three, reason for divine protection is rapid increase in criminal activities. Criminal activities in our days is so high, like we have never seen it before. Ungodly quest for material possessions, for wealth, has led to increase in armed robbery. Election being around the corner has led to increase in kidnappings. People looking for people to shed their blood to use them for sacrifice so that they can win elections. But your blood and the blood of your children will never be among the blood that will be shed in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? The ungodly quest for material gain has been a major source of cruelty. Rapid increase in criminality everywhere. I know the devil is doing his own assignment. John chapter 10 verse 10. For the enemy cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the enemy is just doing... People wonder why he thinks so. Why, if that is the work of the enemy. It is Christians that relax. Devil doesn't relax. Always looking for whom to devour. Always looking for somebody who is too relaxed to show the person pepe. I pray for you and your family. You are going to escape all the devices of the wicked this time. I say you are going to escape all the devices of the wicked this time. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom to devour. He will not be able to devour you. He will not be able to devour you. He will not be able to devour your children. When we say devil, 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 people think that we are talking of somebody very black. Somebody that has long teeth like this, like the one we watch inside horror film. When we say devil, people think that devil is something, somebody that when you see the person, you run away. It's a lie. In fact, when you see the devil, most of the time you might not know that it's the devil. The devil of the 20th century has packaged himself into a very beautiful person, into a very handsome person. And I know that all their tactics will fail over your life and your family. It will fail over your life and your family. Number four reason why you need divine protection is perils and degeneration of mortality. Incredible things are happening. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 4. Incidents of fire, accident, many things, flooding, famine. This I know that in the last days, peril. Can you see that? Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers. That is, they have agreements, they break the agreement. They agree that when we do this business, you take 50, I take 50, 50-50. When it's time to share, they send somebody to kill that person that was supposed to take the other 50, so they can take the whole 100. They don't have natural affection. There's no love in their hearts. False accusers. They look for people to accuse falsely. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Let's just stop there because of time. My prayer is that God will deliver us from them in the name of Jesus. I say God will deliver us from them in the name of Jesus. God will deliver us from them in the name of Jesus. So these are the activities of the wicked in the end time. To bring about distortions in the protection of the children of God. To make almost every Christian very fearful, even to almost not to want to go out. Because they cannot say what will happen that day. I'm sure for many of us that are on the internet, there is almost any week, there's hardly any week somebody will not send you one bad story of something that happened to somebody somewhere on one place or another. Either one trailer that capsized and the fuel just spilled and fire was just spreading. And people were in the car trying to save their car despite the fact that they are seeing fire coming. Which one is more important, fire or their life? But human being now, our materialistic instinct, he wants to save the car as if the car can develop wings and fly over. You will hear all sorts of things. But I say this prophetically, no matter how bad things are, it will never get to you and your family. It will never get to you and your loved ones. It will never get to you and your loved ones. In the name of Jesus. We'll be praying a lot tonight, so I'll try to move as fast as possible. What are the tips for divine protection? What are the tips for divine protection? Number one, understand your new status in Christ. John chapter 8 verse 32. John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Also in Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. And ye are dead. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in... Somebody say, my life is hid inside Christ. When we say something is hidden, you know what it means. When something is hidden, you have to search and search before you can find it. Many of us, when we were much younger, used to play hide and seek.
you go and hide something, and then your siblings say, go and look for it, and they can't find it. The Bible says you must know who you are. You are not an ordinary person. You are not a wastable material. You are not somebody that the wicked can just waste anyhow. You are hid inside Christ. What does that mean? They have to kill Christ before they can kill you. They have to suffocate Christ before they can suffocate you. They have to stab Christ before they can stab you. And you know that that is impossible. Impossicant. It can't happen. That's why I know that all the days of your life, you will enjoy divine protection. So you must understand. Many of us don't really know who we are. You think that you are just a nobody. It's a lie. You are not a nobody. You must understand that your salvation entitles you to protection. Your salvation entitles you to preservation. Your knowing Christ is enough. There's a song we used to sing. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for me. Is enough for me. Is enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for me. So Christ is enough for you. All this walking around and being scared, there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to be scared of. Because it's enough for you. Number two tip for divine protection is abide in His presence. Somebody say abide in His presence. I can't hear you. Ignoring people. Somebody say abide in His presence. God will always be with those who abide in His presence. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. When you abide in God's presence, you have secured security. In Psalms 23 verse 4, I will say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. For what? He is with me. I can't fear evil. I can't fear death. I can't fear sickness. Why? God is with me. And how will God be with you? Abide in His presence. Bible says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So your family is under God's shadow. Your family is under God's protection. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. 91 verse 2. And I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Someone say amen. And from the noisome pestilence, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. You know, there are some people that they sleep during this time. They are active at night. Their own operation is when everybody is sleeping. He says, those kind of powers, he says, they cannot harm you. Don't be afraid of them. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be afraid of them. Thou shalt not be afraid of for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flyeth by day. There are some arrows, they don't fly at night. They fly by day. He said, don't be afraid of them. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side. Somebody say amen. And 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come near. That is, no matter the level of losses anybody is experiencing, it will never come near you and your family. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So you will be seeing the wickedness of the wicked. They will be receiving their reward for all the wickedness they have done against you and against other people. Can I hear you say a big amen? Why would all these things happen to you? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That is, you are abiding in God's presence. One of the things that makes me know that you are a wise person is that you hide under God. One of the things that makes me know that you are a very, very foolish person is when you move without God's security. You operate as if you have your own personal security. You operate as if your personal security is superior to God. When you hide under God, then you are sure of security. And I pray for somebody here today, no evil shall come near you. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5 and 8, you must realize, everybody, that you are meant to be secured and He has already secured you. And all the days of your life, you will enjoy divine security in Jesus' name. Zechariah, Z-E-C-H, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5 and 8. And I pray that God will hide you under the shadow of His wings in Jesus' name. For it says, "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about." Somebody say amen. "And will be the glory in the midst of," that is, God will put a fire round about you. Anybody that comes around you is playing with fire. And even a madman recognizes fire. Go to verse 8. "For thus here," can we read it together, everybody? One, two, go. "For thus here the Lord of hosts, after the glory had he sent unto the nations which spoilt you. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of God's eye." Anybody that touches you and your children has just touched the apple of God's eye. How many of you will be looking? Somebody is bringing his hand like this, closer and closer and closer, and he wants to put it inside your eye. Won't you close your eye? Won't you push the person away? That's what God is saying. Say, anybody that plans to hurt you or harm you or even wish evil against you, they have already touched the apple of his eye, and they must be judged for it. And everyone trying that against you and your family shall be judged in Jesus' name. Moses was a man of God's presence in Exodus 34, 30 to 35. Exodus 34, 30 to 35. When he went to God and he came down, his face was shining. Nobody could behold him. Nobody could look at his eyes. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Because Moses was a man who carried God's presence. When people saw him, they saw the divine protection of God upon him. In Numbers 12, 5 to 8, when Aaron and Miriam, when they attacked him, God gave Miriam a taste of what he can do to defend people that are abiding in his presence. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. God himself came from heaven and said, "Oh yeah, come here, call me Aaron and Miriam. I just saw now that they wanted to do something to my son." And he said, "Hear now my word. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, I will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid?" You were not even afraid to speak against my servant. Go on. "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow." When you abide in God's presence, he comes down personally to defend you. Some people spoke against Moses, and the Bible says God came down and said, "You are not even afraid at all. You are not even afraid to talk against my servant. Okay, have a taste of what it is like to be leprous." May you never be in that kind of condition in life in Jesus' name. I say, may you never be in that kind of condition in life in Jesus' name. God always defends his own. In Numbers 14 verse 10, because Moses was a man of God's presence, the Bible says that God came again to defend him. God came again to defend him. Numbers 14 verse 10. And I pray for somebody here today. God is going to come down to defend you. They wanted to stone Moses. God came down. But all the congregation bade stones with them to bait stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared. They took stone. They wanted to begin to stone Moses. And God's glory appeared to cover him up. That is how God is going to cover and protect every member of the family. Those who are in darkness and throwing arrows into your light, God will expose them today. And God is going to disgrace them today. Can I hear your louder amen? Can I hear your louder amen? I'm discussing tips for divine protection. I said number one is what? I can't hear you. Understand your new status in Christ. Number two. Very good. Number three is spiritual sensitivity. If you are going to enjoy divine protection, you must be spiritually sensitive. If you are not spiritually sensitive, you are placing yourself under huge attack of the wicked. Only those who are spiritually sensitive can escape the wickedness of the wicked. Only those who are spiritually sensitive can assess the best that God has to offer. The Bible says in Job 32 verse 8, Job 32 verse 8, there is a spirit in man, but the inspiration of the Lord Almighty giveth him understanding. You must be a person that is inspired unto spiritual sensitivity. The reason why many are being crushed by the wicked is because there is no spiritual sensitivity. Zero, zero spiritual sensitivity. Many cannot even pick any divine signal. No divine signal. And this has continued to affect. I used to know somebody in those days. He will leave his own house and leave his wife's food and go and eat the food of his enemies. Because they normally put plenty meat on the food. So he will eat that plenty meat. Zero spiritual sensitivity. May the Lord give you understanding. I say, may the Lord give you understanding. Quickly, what are the factors that enhance your spiritual sensitivity? Number one, that's 3A. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. The voice of the Lord always makes you sensitive. That's why you can't afford to be in a lousy place all the time. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him. That's what they call spiritual sensitivity. The voice of the Lord. God is always speaking. But if you are not connected, if you are here now, you are here in the church now, but you can't hear that Radio Nigeria or Royal FM or Ignoring FM is speaking now. Why? Because you are not connected to that voice. But if the voice is speaking now, they are probably playing music or getting ready for 7 o'clock news or something. If you really want to be sensitive, you must listen to his voice. You must always listen to his voice. You must always find time. Father, what are you saying? What are you saying? Many don't listen to the voice of God. And that's why there are so many problems in marriages these days. I heard the story of a guy who got married to a lady. And at the reception, he just started crying. Started weeping. And the best man said, what is the problem? He said, I just made the greatest mistake of my life. He said, what is it? I just got married now. What was he looking at? The wedding is not even 2 or 3 hours past. He's already crying. Somebody told me a story of a guy that got married to a lady. And when they got home, the guy told the lady, you have entered it in your life. You have entered. See, you will never. And I'm telling you, that marriage it didn't last long. They had a few kids, but it was like nightmare for that lady all the days of her life. You have to be spiritually sensitive if you really want to be protected. May you not marry your enemy. May your enemy not become your best friend. I say, may your enemy not become your best friend. Spiritual sensitivity is crucial. Number two, factor that enhances spiritual sensitivity is the word of God. when you study the word of God often, you know how wicked people, you know how they operate. You know how, one of the things that makes you know wicked people is because they are just like the devil. And you can easily know the devil from the Bible. He lies a lot. He's a deceiver. He's a schemer. He will tell you something today and he will say something else tomorrow. That's one of the ways you can know the devil. So the Bible will show you how wicked people operate. Psalm 119 verse 105. The Bible is a lamp. It will teach you how to move. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the Bible will show you how to be, how to walk, and it will be, show you how to be more sensitive. Number 3. Or 3C. 3A is the voice of the Lord. 3B is the word of the Lord. 3C is spirituality. If you want to enhance your speech, you want to be more spiritually sensitive, you have to be a spiritual person. You must not be carnal. You must not be carnal. When you see some Christians, you will know that there's no way they can pick any divine signal. They are always carnal. All their conversations in this life is on everything on this world. And that's why Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. If you want to enjoy spiritual sensitivity, you must be spiritual. You must be a spiritual person. You can't afford to be carnal. If you are still sipping some gin and mixing some beer with coke, there's no way you can pick divine signals. There's no way you can pick divine signals. Except a person is spiritual, you can't pick the signals of heaven. God is talking every day, but it takes those who are very connected to Him to hear Him and to hear Him very well. When we are about to get this place, we were at the former Impact Arena there, and our pastors were going up and down trying to get a place. And one day I was praying at night there. God told me, the place we are going to give Impact House is a place whereby if you stand in front of this church, you'll be seeing that church at the front. And I look left, I look right, no place. I didn't see anything. But he said, that is what. And then in the morning, we started going around, started checking. We didn't really see anything. But within that same period, God Himself showed us, this is the place. This is the place. This is the place. They were still taking us from far places, some very far, 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 far places. We said, no, that's not where God showed us. If you are going to enjoy the best of God, then you must be able to pick divine signals. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will not miss the road. Number 4 factor that enhance your sensitivity is prayers. You are praying in the Spirit. You are praying in the Spirit. Jude 1 verse 20. You are praying in the Spirit. You are praying in your understanding. Always praying. Always praying. But beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Luke 18 verse 1. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Many are fainting. That's why many are under the spell of the wicked. Praying always. Praying in the morning, praying in the afternoon, praying in the evening, praying in the night. Any opportunity you have to pray, you pray. Every opportunity you have to pray, you pray. In the bathroom, you are praying, you are speaking to the Lord, and He's speaking back to you. The problem some have is that some pray, but some never wait to even hear what God wants to say at all. Can you imagine telling somebody, please, what do you think about this? How do I go about this? Am I meant to do it like this? And then immediately you say bye-bye. Don't it look absurd? When you talk to God, you hold on for Him to speak back to you. That's why you must not be a person that oversleeps. Because when you sleep too much, you will be in a hurry all the time to want to leave God's presence. Because you will be late for where you are going. That's why you must be a person of the night, whereby you can have time with God at night, day unto day, utter speech, night unto night, showeth knowledge. So God is ready to show you, but you have to tarry in his presence, in the place of prayer. You have to stay with him in the place of prayer. The more you pray, the more you are able to assess spiritual. And as most Christians don't pray for more than 10 minutes per day. Most Christians don't pray for 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. Then some Christians, 10 minutes. Then the ones that are just coming up, some 30 minutes per day. But an a serious Christian, your prayer per day starts from minimum of 1 hour per day. Then if you are more above seriousness, then you tight your day. You have 2 hours, you have 24 hours in a day, then you pray minimum of 2 hours, 40 minutes per day. It's not at once. You tight your prayer. In the morning, 1 hour. In the afternoon, maybe 1 hour. Then in the evening, 40 minutes. Or in the morning, 1 hour. In the evening, 40, in the afternoon, 40 minutes. And in the night, 40 minutes. In a 1 hour. Minimum. Then those that are above board, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, and more per day. That's how to live a good life of sensitivity. See, opening your eyes like this doesn't mean you can see. I hope you know that. Opening your eyes like this doesn't mean you can see. Because what you can see is only physical. What you need to see is spiritual. Because the spiritual controls the physical. So you need that inner eyes. There are some things some people will tell me, how did you know? How did you know? I knew because God, through his spirit, revealed it. There are some things God will reveal to you today. I said there are some things God will reveal to you today. There are some things God will reveal to you today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Spiritual sensitivity is for the prayerful. If you are not prayerful, you can fall into the hands of the wicked. But you will escape every trap of the wicked. And number 3E, factors to enhance sensitivity is be a worshiper. John chapter 4 verse 24, God is the spirit and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Your life of worship makes your spirit to be sensitive. Your life of worship. You saw that I was a little bit upset on Sunday when after the message we were trying to lead you into worship to be able to start prayers. And people were looking at me. It always amazes me. For what reason? Let's lift our hands so what? I'm not the focus. It says a lot. It says that many of us don't have personal worship lives. If you have a personal worship life, you flow into worship immediately. You flow into worship immediately. You can even be in the choir and not have a personal worship life. You yourself must have a personal time when you worship God. You yourself must have a time when you are just lost in worship. Let me tell you this. Let me help you. If you are finding it difficult, get a small tape. Oh, your phone. Load worship on your phone. And worship along on your own. With time, you will see that you become so fluent in worship. It will become so easy for you to worship God. We are created to worship God. May stone not replace you. I say may stone not replace you. In the book of Luke, the Bible says, one day, some people were worshiping Jesus. And the apostle said, hey, leave them. Stop it. Stop it. If they don't do it, stones will rise up to worship me. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will not be replaced with stones. I say you will not be replaced with stones. I say you will not be replaced with stones. So what am I trying to say tonight? Personally develop a worship life. You will be hearing from God like no man's business. Spend quality time in worship. Just worship him. Just adore him. You don't need the voice yet. Just worship him. Let my spirit worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let my spirit worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh. You just worship. Your heart is full of worship. And then you are praying, you are worshiping in tongues. Lakusa marano to Indua no so credigala, Lacusa parada, Catusias, Iualialas, Induele, do non nene and de la Lasa, Recuta paradialala, Lecuse grede, La Pazuzuaza Garada, Nequanda la dae, Nituan no no siguala la dae, Nacuta melene, La Suanta la da, Retuan de legeriala, Nacuta menene, Suzuaza la, La no 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 no, Ninuana la la, Lena la 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 la
Lekuto aleluya. Indwana la gadadase. Indwana na esos osweniene. Litwa tada yigalala. Zakwa tete vialala. Rokuto atwa tadadala. Lako sogododosh. Inkwando no noyananasa. Lekoso soza gadadas. Lekuta tete tialala. Lakwasa zakwa tete tialalaza. Indwana da guruabalada. Zaswaza. Rekuto duare de. Likwa tata tata tata. Edede dialada. Lakwasa zezekledede. Nutwe.
You are not asking for anything. You are not asking for anything. You are just worshiping. You are sharpening. It's like sharpening a knife. You will see that your mind will become very alert to pick signals. Evil people are doing to you far away. You will pick it. When you sleep like this, and see what they are doing against you. Not these ones that evil people are giving you clothes, you are wearing it. Not this one that they are buying you shoes and wearing it. They even give you chain, you wear it. Your worship life makes you become very spiritually sensitive. We're going to do a little bit of rehearsal of that before we go into prayers tonight. Can we be on our feet?
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.